Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. It is July 22nd, 2023, and every Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. How are you, Rose?
I am so good, and we are going to just be on fire today for a whole hour. So
okay.
If you are one of those kind of people that doesn't listen to the whole show, maybe get your AirPods or get your headphones on or whatever it is you're doing so that you can hear the whole entire show.
Focus, people.
Because there's just so much going on right now. Of course, we're in the middle of the July sale.
Yes.
You have one more week.
One more week.
And so what is the July sale? Go to foxworldtravel.com under the vacation travel tab. If you just hit that vacation travel tab, there's a scrolling banner that says Fox exclusive early booking sale, the biggest sale that Apple Vacations enters into with any travel partner in the nation. And we have been doing this for 29 years.
Yes.
So you can find all the information pertinent to the sale by going to that location. It basically tells you it's on now through July 28th. That's a hard dead stop right there. They, you know, whatever. No, don't do the thing where, but can't you sometimes at Kohl's, you can ask them, can you take my Kohl's cash? It expired yesterday. Nope, not happening here. July 28th. Exclusive savings up to $420 off per couple. And I had to find that one. And it is Chicago to Huatulco at Secrets. That's okay. Where the $420 option is.
That's the best one out there.
Okay. Because when you say prices starting at, you always want to know, okay, what is that? Well, when I say savings up to, that's okay. Really what it is. But no matter what you book, be it Hawaii, Caribbean, or Mexico, everybody's getting $50 off per reservation.
All right.
That's just the way it is. And that's for travel between September 1 and December 15th, 2024.
Okay.
I mean, we got you covered. So where can we go? What can we do? What's the deals? So we're looking at what we call exclusive nonstop vacation flights. And those are what we used to refer to as charter flights.
Right.
Out of Milwaukee, we've got Cancun daily. That means from Milwaukee, we can fill up planes every single day. This year, they're using Sun Country and Global X, or Global Crossing, as it's called. If you want more information on Global X, Global Crossing, which I did because I've never heard of them before, I would say Google them and you can find out what their fleet looks like, what they do. And basically what they do is charter out their aircraft to companies to use in this method, in this way. When you hear about sports teams chartering planes, that's how that works sometimes.
Okay. They're using Global X.
Well, they might be.
Okay. Could be.
And then Sun Country is one of the other carriers that helps out in that Cancun, Milwaukee Cancun market, because that's daily. After we get to the middle of December, it's daily. Okay.
All right. Lots of flights.
Yep. So Puerto Vallarta twice a week. Punta Cana three times a week, Jamaica twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, and Cabo San Lucas on Mondays once a week.
This is all out of Milwaukee?
All out of Milwaukee.
That's crazy.
So that just goes to show you how we have embraced this opportunity with Apple Vacation for all these years, and they have continued to service this market. You can look in Chicago. In Chicago, they've got Cancun a couple times a week, Ixtapa once a week, Huatulco once a week, and daily Punta Cana. So Punta Cana must be big out of the Chicago market. That's it. That's what they've got. We have more. Yeah, way more. And then we've got some out of Minneapolis as well, because we want to serve that western side of the state of Wisconsin. But there are other destinations. I mean, there are other ways that you can get to these destinations. You can use what we call scheduled air. Now, your family, for example, is considering a Costa Rica trip.
Right.
You did not hear me mention Costa Rica, but there's nonstop service out of Chicago. So we can always accommodate you in some fashion. So don't let this week go by and all of a sudden find out on Friday you forgot to book.
Okay.
We got to get
big
this
sales going on.
Got big sales going
on. Take your time on this. Yeah. But nobody's there today or tomorrow,
nope.
Right? So we're talking Monday.
Yep.
Or fill out the form on the website.
Or fill out the form on the website and then somebody will contact you. But again, the form is helpful because it just gets the ball rolling. It gets us all the information. How many people? What do you like to do? What destination? You might have said, all right, we're done with Mexico. We're either looking at Jamaica or Punta Cana because we've done everything that you
that
have to offer.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. We've done everything you have to offer in Mexico. Or we're open to anything. We're price driven. So right. Help us with that. So we're there. We want to help you. And that's a good way to get the ball rolling.
Very important, too, if you have specific dates you have to go on.
People who are in education or people who are not taking their children out of school have very, very specific dates. Now is the time. Absolutely.
All right. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. You said we were going to be on fire.
Yeah.
You weren't kidding. We've got phone calls lined up. The text line went crazy already. So we've got a lot to get to. Stick around. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 9:17, sunny chance of scattered storms, a high of 83 today. Rose Gray here, talking travel.
Oh,
the Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We are on fire today. It's going to be a hot show.
Fire.
A lot of people ready to talk to you, so let's get right to it. Janet in Fond du Lac, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. The ball is rolling. We're planning a family vacation. We have three teens with us. We're looking at River Aramaya, either the Azul or the Iberostar.
Okay.
Thoughts on either of these
okay.
two vacations?
So the Iberostar is going to have, do you know which Iberostar it is?
It is Parasol Lindo.
Okay. So the Iberostar is going to have a huge complex attached to it that is going to have activities going on like crazy. So these children are what ages?
11, 15, 16.
Okay. So you could feel comfortable if they walked off the resort and went across the street to where this main complex is, where there is probably activities for them. Or you could say, they could say, we just want to get a Gatorade, and they don't have that at the resort, but they might sell it at one of the little stores in the compound. And can we go buy a Gatorade? You would feel comfortable because they're not leaving the gated complex kind of a thing. And then there's going to be way, way more activity and that kind of thing. The Azul is phenomenal. The Azul will have better food than the Iberostar probably.
We were just at the Azul, and it was very good.
Okay.
The food was excellent.
So, you know, I guess, no, I don't think I answered your question.
No, honestly.
I complicated things.
I've been to both, Janet, and Rose described it perfectly. If you've got teenagers that want a lot of activities, the Iberostar probably is the way to go. The Azul still has the pool volleyball, and there's kayaks, but it was nowhere near as active as the Iberostar. The food at the Azul, if that's what you grow for, I would recommend that one. But with kids in their teens, the Iberostar is probably more active and more fun.
That's what I would choose too. I would forego the good food and I would try.
And
it's fine.
I was going to say, the Iberostar food's fine. It's not like it's bad.
No.
It's just Azul was like almost like a 5-star restaurant every time you went.
Because they're part of the Charisma family,
yeah.
So they have gourmet inclusivity.
Yeah.
Their food is outstanding. Yeah. But I know.
What about the beach for each one of those two? One beach better than the other?
Yeah. Not. You know, I'm very hesitant to give recommendations on beaches in that area because of that seaweed problem that
we
they
did
have.
We did have seaweed issues when we were at the Azul, but that was the time of year when it was happening, and you can't do much about it. But.
Yeah, so I would base it on, you know, what is going to make the kids happy and that they've got enough activities going on.
Perfect. Thank you for
You're
the
welcome.
Ball rolling.
Yeah, great question. Enjoy the family trip.
And
that's
speaking
awesome.
Speaking of Fond du Lac, we need to read this testimonial for Terry Norquist. Now I lost it. Do you see it? Oh, here it is. Please let Rose know our Fox World Travel Advisor, Terry Norquist, does a great job. We've been working with her for a few years, and she actually is in the Fond du Lac office.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't matter geographically who you choose, especially if you're doing most of this virtually. But anyway.
In fact, I was going to say that at foxworldtravel.com, I see the official Community's Choice Awards Top choice in Milwaukee, the Valley, Winnebago County, Sheboygan County, Best of the Bay, Best of Fond du Lac.
We got them all.
You got them all.
We swept.
I would
them.
Say it's a hat trick, but it's there's six of them. Yeah. So it's the what is, yeah. would that be a hexa trick?
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
You guys, any community you're in, you're the best,
yeah.
which is awesome.
And that is, and here's the other thing. You know, we people, when you ever have had to deal with real estate people or car salesmen, there a lot of times there is that commission thing and they're fighting amongst themselves to get your business.
Right.
And Lord help you if you walked in and talked to somebody else on a different day and all that kind of, we don't do that at Fox. These are salaried people who just, you know,
want to do the best
they can for you. And sure, if we sell some luxury product, it's a feather in our cap. But at the end of the day, we want a happy, happy return customer.
That's what it's all about. Happy customers. It's 9:21. We do need to take a break. When we get back, we have a slew of texts to get through, but you can add to them. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. You can find it at foxworldtravel.com as well. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Surfing USA. Let's talk about the USA, but this isn't surfing, I'm thinking. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Hi, Rose. We're doing a 7-day Alaskan glacial cruise at the end of August. Royal Caribbean, Quantum of the Seas. Any tips on what to book as far as land excursions?
Okay, so it's hard to... So if one of the ports of call is Skagway, the White Pass Railway is almost always completely booked up before you even get to your destination.
Okay.
So if you can pre-book that one, I would completely recommend it. Mendenhall Glacier is a good stop. Some of these things, Dayton, you can actually just do when you get there. For example, when you are in Juneau, you can take the Mount Roberts train or a tram and just go up to the top of this mountain. You buy the ticket right then and there.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do something that involves a boat with limited capacity, aka whale watching, you need to do that in advance. If you want to do a heli hike, lots of people love to do these things where you actually fly up to the glacier and then the helicopter lands on
That'd
the glacier
be awesome.
And then you walk on the glacier. And so those are things that have a capacity situation. So you want to make sure you book those in advance. So there's just, if you're going to fish, for sure, you want to have that all orchestrated before you go. So,
all right.
Wow, what a fabulous trip.
Lots to do. What company do you recommend for a land cruise tour of Alaska with children's 10, 9, and 6?
So Land Tours in Alaska, Premier Alaska does a great job. You can also get some land-only tour options with our friends at Globus Family of Brands.
Oh.
So, yep. It's tricky with kids because there's you're riding on a motor coach, basically. And so you want to keep them engaged by having them at a window seat, you know, so you're hearing the narration of the driver / tour guide as you're going along. So, that Premier Alaska and Globus Family of Brands.
Another one here at 855-616-1620. Rose, my husband and I are planning to take a driving vacation to Canada in mid-September. However, my passport expires on December 29th, 2023. In view of that, can we take this trip? Thanks, Kristen.
Yes, I quickly Googled it because I did not want to speak and give you false information. Canadian passports do not have to have a 6-month validity. So we talk about this Dayton a lot because the passport situation is so dire right now.
Yeah.
We're hearing people like 13 weeks is what you can expect for a new passport and then probably add a few more weeks onto that because it's getting worse instead of better. In last year, the passport agency processed 22 million passports.
Wow.
They're on track to process 25 million this
wow.
year. So
not only volume, but probably less people doing the work than they used to have because it's hard to find people to do the work.
Well, and they let everybody go during the pandemic and they didn't call everybody back and all of that kind of thing. So it's just absolutely crazy. But we talk about the validity factor. Make sure you have 6 months validity on your passport. Not every country you're going to need your U.S. passport for requires that. but many do. And so people say, what is that about? They just don't want you to be stranded in their country.
Without a valid passport.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of people not doing work or people working, are you guys still hiring?
Oh, yes. So foxworldtravel.com, and then you go to our resource. No, YFox.
YFox.
And there you will find careers. And as I'm scrolling through there, it doesn't have to be a travel related type job. You might be a web designer. You might be able to be a an IT person for us. There's training positions. There's web application developer positions, all of those things. So
just like every employer in the world, you guys are still taking people and looking for good people.
Absolutely.
All right. We're doing a week-long trip to Rome in September this year. I've heard that Friends in Rome is unbearably busy this time of year in September. Yeah. I don't want to go there when it's that busy. What do you think?
September is far less busy than July.
Oh.
Does that help you? August is often a good time to go because people are on holiday. The problem with going to any European destination in especially the latter part of August, actually any part of August, is that sometimes shops are closed because families literally close down shop to go off on their own holidays.
Their own vacation, yeah.
So, but September, I would choose over July any day of the week. Anytime in September, in Italy, you just get this feeling of fabulous olive harvesting and grape harvesting, and you know that it's that time of the year and it's not so bloody hot.
Right. This text ends with a line that could have been my wife. Busy is okay, but huge crowds is not my idea of fun.
Yeah. Well, and it depends what a huge crowd is. And here's the other thing. They mention Rome in the text. Have everything organized before you arrive. If you think you're just going to get into the Vatican, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Nothing makes me sadder than looking at that queue outside the Vatican when I take my tour groups and we march right to the front and we get in because we've got tickets.
Right. But you look like the hero there. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
All right. We do need to take a break. The Fox World Travel Show is on. Get your calls in 855-616-1620. WTMJ Breaking News Center. It's Wyatt Barmore Pooley. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. The Air and Water Show going on this weekend. About 3 o'clock, the Blue Angels flying overhead, so that'll be the nice loud sound you're hearing. But I think I'm going tomorrow to see them, so that should
be fun. And then a little EAA for you?
Maybe. We'll see. No. Well, we're going to be up that way. Yeah, maybe we will. We'll see. But I'm looking ahead on the calendar here, and I can see Saturday, August 3rd and 10th. Of 2024, you will not be doing the show.
That's exactly right.
You will not be
here. Oh my gosh. We talk about planning ahead. There you go. Well, I am just tickled to be able to make this announcement. It's been up on the website for a little bit. We had some bookings just that came in from the website, but I've never really talked about it. And this is my opportunity to do just that. Many people have traveled with me on the Battlefields trip that I have done twice now with our good friend John Bromage and Insight Vacations. And it was completely customized. John and I and several of our senior group developers sat down and just hammered that thing out to make it absolutely perfect. Well, on the second trip, there were a number of guests that said, hey, this is fantastic. It was Luxembourg, Paris, all of that area, Battle of the Bulge and that kind of a thing. But there's so much more to World War II. What's next, John? So John and myself and, again, one of the group developers sat down and said, let's hammer this thing out. And so we have named it Battlefields, Bavaria, and Germany Reborn. And so this is the second Battlefields. This is for those of you who want to know more about this area of Austria and Germany. And, of course, there's going to be Hitler. History.
Yep.
There's going to be battlegrounds. There will be concentration camps. There will be Nuremberg. So we will see, you know, that the Nazi marching grounds, and we will see the beautiful, beautiful area that Hitler had his retreat called the Eagle's Nest, which is beyond beautiful. It's absolutely spectacular. We will do Salzburg. Sound of Music certainly has World War II implications. Yeah. We will be going to Munich Beer Gardens. We will be going to battlefields. We will be going to Berlin. We will see the wall. We will see the remnants of the wall. We will see all of that. To learn more about this phenomenal trip that I have the pleasure of hosting with my good friend and World War I and World War II expert, John Bromage, foxworldtravel.com. Under the vacation travel tab, you will see Fox Group Vacations, and you will find Battles, Bavaria, and Germany Reborn, August 1st through 14th, 2024, 14-day trip. For any of you who did the first battlefields, I encourage you to take a look. This will be, you know, just an extension of that. But for those of you who didn't do those first ones, no harm, no foul. This will fit. You'll love this. You'll absolutely love this. Some of it's tough. We don't lie about that kind of thing. And I have had some people who have said, I can't do the concentration camps when we've done them, right. Dachau or yeah. Auschwitz or what have you. And that's fine. We figure it out. Nobody's going to make anybody go do something that they can't. And we understand that. So take a look at it. It's very, very unique and different because you can't find this anywhere. We made it up. We created it.
The itinerary is amazing.
The itinerary. Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm very, very proud of it. And so take a look at it. One night Brussels, one night Durin, one night Weimar. And I have to tell you, we do move around, but 3 nights in Berlin. I love that part of it. 2 nights in Nuremberg, a night in Salzburg, and then 3 nights, of course, we've got to end up in Munich where we can spend some time in some fabulous beer gardens and have a great end of the trip. So take a look at it. I think you're going to be very pleased with it. If you are a World War II person, or even if you're not, and you just want to see a different side of Germany and what impact World War II had on this part of the world, I encourage you to take a look and sign up. I know it will sell out. My battlefields trips have in the past, and I know this one will too.
Kudos again. I say it every week, your web crew. You got all the photos up there, the full itinerary with full details, and now the maps that you guys showed too. You can actually see this is exactly where we're going. It's pretty cool.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, we are now so far-reaching, Dayton. We know people are streaming us in Las Vegas and streaming us in Florida. You can buy the tour package, not fly with us out of Chicago, and we'll see you upon arrival.
And you help?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So take a look at that. We know people want to fly their preferred airline. We know people want to fly out of their preferred city, and we respect all of that. I just invite you to join me and John Bromage and Insight Vacations on what we battled with the name, because I wanted to throw beer in there, but they gave me the big nicks on that. So it's Battlefields, Bavaria, and Germany Reborn.
Okay. So the Germany is where the beer would have gone?
Yeah. I thought Battlefields, Bavaria, and beer.
Yeah.
Didn't that sound good?
I would have been. That would have caught my attention for sure.
No.
All right.
Okay.
The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We have a ton of texts to get to yet, so we're going to do that, but we're going to take a break first. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.com.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
80 degrees already. We'll hit a high of 83. Sunny chance of scattered storms today. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray taking your calls and your texts at 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go here. Jamaica or Punta Cana for 69-year-olds looking for good food, outdoor bars, beautiful pool, live music, etc.
Okay, so the beautiful music, which is the last request, would probably, to me, be Jamaica. Because Punta Cana's got fine music, don't get me wrong, that kind of thing. But I prefer the reggae.
It's got a different vibe, right?
Yep. And usually they're just playing some boom, boom, boom type stuff at the pool. And you can find the adult pool and get away from that
right.
If you want. If you're looking for the best beaches in the world... this person is Jill, and she didn't mention beach. So I'm just going to tell you, and she did say beautiful pool. So
right,
she might be
right.
Like me, where a pool is more important to me than the beach. But anyway, the beaches are going to be outstanding in the Punta Cana, especially Bavaro area. Like, you remember, powdery sand, beautiful, sink to your ankles, that kind of thing. The beaches are okay in Jamaica. It just depends where you are. Remember, Jamaica's three destinations in one: Negril, Ocho Rios, and Montego Bay. So that's really kind of the best beaches by far are going to be in Negril. That's a 7 mile beach that they're known for. When we talk about good food, you want to go to that level that would be in the secrets category, which is the adults only version of Dreams is the family and Secrets is the adults.
Okay.
Excellence, another good choice for 5-star cuisine, the fabulous resorts. You could certainly do Margaritaville. They have a couple new Margaritavilles. One is in Jamaica. Again, you're going to get a little bit more Jimmy. But you know what? When I did go visit Margarita, I stayed there actually for four days. It's not just Jimmy Buffett. You don't just hear Jimmy Buffett music. You're hearing Kenny Chesney, and you're hearing Zac
just that
Brown
beachy
band.
Vibe
exactly.
Music.
So that's good. Royalton Bavaro. I could highly recommend that one. So it's just a matter of, I think that the choice is going to be if you're looking for a little more lively, you're probably Jamaica. If you're looking for a little more laid back vibe, because remember, there really isn't a city. There's no city called Punta Cana.
Right.
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 So, if you're going to go on an excursion, you're going to go into a town called Higüey, and you're going to, you know, take your excursions from there. So, a lot of them now have built complexes where you can walk to get, there's like a mini mart type thing and that kind of thing. But you're pretty, you're going to be pretty resort bound when you're in Punta Cana, I would say, kind of a thing. You
Punta Cana remind me a lot of Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, if you're on the resort, they speak Spanish, you know, it's a similar feel. Where Jamaica, from what I've heard, I've never been there, is a completely different vibe.
Right.
So.
Right.
Okay. 855-616-1620. What advice can you provide about traveling to the Greek Isles in June?
Well, bring your sunscreen, for one thing. And also, most of the time, so the texter had some comment about going back to Athens. If they're making their way back to Athens. So I also give you this advice. If you're taking ferries, I just always have Dramamine along. I usually don't take it or need it, but they can be pretty rocky. I just recently had somebody that was doing the Cozumel to Cancun ferry.
And which isn't very far.
No, but said, why didn't you tell me it was so rough? I was like, I just didn't check the weather that day.
I was going to say, that depends on what's going on.
So I would do that. Again, it's one of those things where we, not that long ago, were in a social setting where I talked to somebody that didn't make ferry reservations in Greece and stayed 2 extra nights on one island when they were anticipating going to the next island. You know, they were going from Santorini to Mykonos or Rhodes or whatever it was, and didn't make ferry reservations and couldn't get a ferry. Now,
that's something you probably wouldn't think about ahead of time.
You wouldn't. And here's the thing. We're experiencing what some people lovingly referred to as revenge travel, right?
Right.
We were kindly calling it pent-up demand,
yeah,
but some people were calling it revenge travel. Like, you kept me cooped up for 2 years, I'm going to get revenge on karma or whoever
that.
Did
the
it.
The travel's been crazy.
Planes are full. TSA numbers are off the charts. We're so incredibly busy that we're asking for your grace and patience as we work through all of these quotes that we're and getting right now. So people just want to travel, and I certainly do get that. With that said, I do want to make a mention. I have 4 seats left on next year's Egypt trip.
That's it?
Colleen's
just
is full.
Four.
Colleen's Japan is got 2 seats left. So Scafidi, I keep saying, you know, mine's probably going to sell out. Mine's probably going to sell out. Well, this is why we went with what we did with Steve Scafidi's trip, which is called German Grandeur, because it's a river cruise. And so we can keep adding cabins if we need to, unlike when we've got a motor coach and we have a set number of people. So although we are motor coaching to Munich after the trip, the river cruise company takes care of that. So it's not like we're, you know, going to be short in that regard. So his is selling out very well. Gene Miller is about a third sold already on his Ireland.
We just announced that one.
Yep. If you're looking for some, people have been asking for Iceland. We've got Iceland July 2024. So you just need to keep looking at the website. We have done our very, very best to keep these things out there on social. We've done our very best to make sure that if you get our newsletter, that those things are mentioned in that newsletter. But as you can imagine, it's just a matter of what can we fit in this limited space that we have to work with. So it's just been a blast. I am so thrilled that things are back to normal. Yeah. Normal? Maybe. I guess.
As normal as they get.
Yeah.
FoxWorldTravel.com is where you find all that stuff. We will be right back with our final segment. It is the fastest show on the radio. It's almost done for WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 9:54. Going to be a nice day in between the scattered storms that you might see, but looking at the radar, they're going to be spotty, so we should be okay. A high of 83, already 80 degrees in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. The final segment. What haven't we told people that they need to know?
Well, we're just going to tell them again. What they need to know is the July sale is going on right now. The July sale ends on the 28th of July. So that's the end of it.
That's only 6 days away.
That's only 6 days away. So if you want to go to the contact us button and get the information to an advisor now, that would be great. If you want to just call on Monday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO, ask one of our talented, knowledgeable, these people have been to these destinations that we are promoting. We're talking Punta Cana. We're talking Puerto Vallarta. Somebody texted in, they've been to Puerto Vallarta, what did it say, 5 times or something like that, and they're going to keep going back because they absolutely love it. And if you find that and that's your comfort zone, I completely respect that. I'm a little different. We do go to Jamaica every other year now. Okay. We've done that. But I haven't seen it all. I heard our good friend David Nace in 50 states. I haven't been to 50 states, so yeah.
The Duke of the U.S.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to 7 continents, but I've got some things to do too. You know, everybody that reads my bio laughs. You know, she's been as far north as Reykjavik, Iceland, as far south as Puerto Manchilia. And now I got to change that. As far south as Ushuaia is where the farthest city in the whole world. As far east as Singapore and as far west as Vanuatu, but I'd rather go to spring training some days. You know, I just right. I just love going to spring training. I love Siesta Key. I love cruising. I mean, there's lots of other things that I've got to fit in, and time is ticking.
You got plenty of time left.
Thanks,
to go
buddy.
And do that. So that is the 28th is this coming Friday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Office is open Monday through Friday. If you're like me, you're like, oh, we got plenty of time. And then you miss it. And then you kick yourself because you lost out on those great deals
right,
that you guys had.
Right. And here's the
biggest
thing,
sales in the whole world.
In
basically.
The whole world. Yeah. Let's call it the whole world. So what we're saying is at the very least, you're going to save $50 a booking.
Right.
That's just the very least. And the very best is a $420 per couple savings. So
Which is a huge amount of money.
And people are telling us, wow, these prices are higher than they've been. But they've been, you know, we're still making up for the pandemic.
It was a perfect storm, right? So revenge travels back.
Yep.
So demand is high.
Demand is high.
And because of the pandemic, a lot of places laid off people. They're not back to full staff, and it's just stacking up a little bit. So they got to charge more prices because there's just not the availability that there used to be. But people are still like highest amount of travel we've seen since like 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
Yep. It's gotten crazy. So.
Because they've got discretionary funds that they didn't use for vacation, and maybe they didn't buy a new car, and maybe they didn't remodel their house, and they're looking to do that trip. And we are also hearing more and more people coming to us telling us, we got a bond. But my family's got to get back together again. Yeah. You know, grandpa and grandma are willing to take us somewhere, but where? Help us figure out where. What could we do? And yet, maybe it's not a Caribbean vacation. vacation. Maybe you guys all want to be on a cruise. Maybe you all want to do your ethnicity background or your genealogy or something like that. But we can help you with all of that. So we are at Fox World Travel, your one-stop shop. We are vacation travel, we are business travel, and we are meetings and incentives travel. And so we've got it all covered. So whatever it is you're looking for, we've got the knowledgeable and expert travel advisors in all capacities who can help you.
FoxWorldTravel.com. I'm off next week. Libby's in for me, so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All
but
right.
It's here every Saturday, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.